Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Well, you are listening to Kaya Biz. I asked you a question earlier on in the show, and it's one that really hits close to home for us here at Kaya 959. If you drive past Jan Smuts Avenue and past Kaya House, you'd actually notice that there is a formidable fuel station that sits across the road. It's a Sasol, and it has a forecourt, one that's very unique, Pantry. It's part of the Marble Group, which is a set of restaurants that sits across us. None of this is advertising. It's just to make it clear and practical to you as to the kind of space that I literally see every evening throughout the studio window. Now, the reason why I mention this is because on average, when I spoke to my colleagues earlier, I asked them how much time do they spend at this forecourt. Many said 5, 10 minutes even. But I'm keen to know how much time you spend at a fuel station forecourt. Again, for many of us, we are well aware that when it comes to filling stations, their profit margins are very low. So selling petrol is one thing, but the profits are very, very marginal and thin. So largely, a lot of filling stations do make their profit on a forecourt. Now, it could be Pantry, it could be Relish, it could be BP with their Pick and Pay outlets, or even Engen with their Woolworths partnership. But the point is, food stops, forecourts is where there's a lot of money, and they're certainly fighting for footfall beyond the fuel pump. To tell us more on this particular trend, we're joined by Andrea Slabber, Insights Lead at Trade Intelligence, joining us for this conversation today. Andrea, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
I'm excited to speak to you. I think we should actually take a picture of my view here every night with my colleagues regarding the themes of forecourt retail in South Africa. The filling station across the road from us might be incredibly busy, but I'm also keen to understand what the general theme in South Africa actually is. So what are the dynamics that we witness regarding the importance of forecourt retail?
Well, we know that South Africans love convenience, and we can definitely see that in the numbers. I mean, if we have a look at what's happening at fuel stations, there's a decline in revenues from fuel, and there's an increase in revenues from the forecourt retail, which is great. I mean, the majority of the revenue still comes from fuel, but as it's declining, it's great to see that the forecourt retail operations offer a growth opportunity. Like you mentioned, the margin opportunity on fuel is very thin. One US stat shows that although forecourt convenience only makes up about 30 to 40% of the sales at fuel stations, it actually contributes to 60% of gross profit. Ooh. So it really explains why forecourt owners are focusing so much on convenience retail to make up for their losses in the decline in fuel sales.
That puts things into perspective, Andrea, and I guess it's the reason why for many of us, when we drive past a fueling station, it's no longer just about the petrol. Most of them actually do have a retail partnership or their own store that they try to leverage off of. Tell us more about that and how prevalent that is right now.
Sure. I mean, the fuel partnerships are top of mind. I cannot help to ignore the amazing work done by the Woolworths food stops at Engen and the on-demand opportunities that they've created with delivery through Uber Eats. I mean, what we hear from the ground that the Engen food stops that have introduced Woolies After Dark have increased the sort of revenues with 15 to 20%.
Sure.
So that is amazing. But it's an interesting picture because, you know, you think of forecourt convenience. It's where you quickly run in and out, except for the pantry, which arrests your attention. But let's get back to that later. so we speak about an average of 3.5 minutes that people spend at an average forecourt to go and run in to grab a snack or a drink. We've seen a decline in visits We see there's about 25% of South African shoppers that say they visit these forecourts less often. So 75% still say they visited equal amounts or more. But we had a look at why are there people that are not visiting those forecourts as often as before. Three reasons. One is because of the rise of relevance in on-demand grocery delivery. I know you love that. So certainly that's interfering there with where people have gone to a forecourt to stock up on milk and bread before. Also the rise of QSR, quick service restaurants. People love fast food. And also we see an expansion of grocery store footprint where those stores open and stay open longer. So competing with the late hour advantage of the actual forecourt convenience.
Definitely. And you are right.
So it does speak interesting to the then to see how the forecourts are responding to that.
Yes.
By actually introducing on-demand delivery, introducing QSR,
yeah.
And certainly trying to compete with the footfall at the supermarkets.
You're right. We do see it with a number of retail stores. But loyalty programs also seem to be working. And just a moment ago, we spoke to a representative of Standard Bank South Africa.
Hello. I wonder if I'm still on air.
Oh, we've got you loud and clear. Can you hear us now, Andrea?
Yes, I can.
Fantastic. Apologies. Some technical gremlins in the system. I wanted to hear your thoughts on loyalty programs as well. A moment ago, we spoke to a banking representative from Standard Bank. And like many banking institutions in South Africa, they all have their own loyalty programs. Is that playing any influence as well, especially when it comes to topping up fuel, but even with the forecourt partnerships?
Absolutely. At this point in time, banks are leading the game in convincing and persuading South African shoppers where to fill up. We've seen huge increase in the visits to the Astron Caltex, or former Caltex, but Astron stores,
yes.
fuel stations, because of the Standard Bank Ucount partnership, and basically because they really exceed all other rewards in terms of the return that you get. So we expect to see a continuous growth in that. But yeah, the bank fuel partnerships definitely driving the wheel traffic to the forecourts.
Yeah, definitely. I do want us to talk about the retail center or forecourt that's right across the road from our studio here at Kaya. Pantry. It's a Sasol fueling station. Pantry is the forecourt. And really, it's become a communal spot. I asked my colleagues how much time they spend inside there. And they said, 5 to 10 minutes when we have to come back for the show. But it's also a normal and very popular coffee joint and coffee spot where people can sit there for hours. I have too. So I'm keen to understand what the stats and the data and the figures tell us about the dwell time we have typically at a forecourt. And maybe if you can tell us, you know, if there's new trends that the likes of Pantry, Relish, that's also further down the road, are actually bringing to the South African forecourt experience.
I love to see how South African retailers actually showcase best practice. And I think the Pantry is one of those examples. I mean, certainly if you look at stats and time, our stats show that the average shopper spends only 3.5 minutes at a forecourt convenience store, possibly grabbing a snack and a drink, but not at the shop retainment experience that you get at the Pantry, for example. I mean, you cannot help to be arrested by their beautiful display of pastries, imported chocolates, imported wellness products, the curated wine selection,
ice cream.
Yes, so it's certainly a delightful store. And whenever I'm visiting Johannesburg from Cape Town, I have to go in there because it's just such a wonderful experience. So it's not the average forecourt convenience experience, but certainly showcasing best practice and inspiring retail in South Africa.
And I next time you do pop by, please come across the road as well. We're happy to host you here at Kaya House.
Oh, that will be lovely. I'm doing lots of visits over the next month. So, yes, good idea.
Definitely. Andrea, something else that does come to mind, of course, is I typically think of the N3 highway and several filling stations that line that highway. And there's many forecourts and quick service restaurants. And as you say, that 3 minutes, I get it. We're probably, you know, getting a bottle of water, quick refreshment, some sweets and snacks to keep us going on the road. Are we finding that these forecourts also see a growing level of prominence or activity, especially when it comes to high traffic, long distance road networks in the country?
Yes, they do. But there is a bit of a concern because from a shopper survey, 25% of forecourt shoppers say they go there less often. And I think it's a number of reasons. One is on-demand grocery delivery, which I know that you love. A different type of convenience certainly has had an impact. Also, the rise in the popularity of takeaway foods or quick service restaurants. So the if you look at the competition between the forecourt convenience stops on such a route, the ones with the best convenience food and hot food solutions are likely the ones that attract the highest footfall. Quick service restaurant offering is definitely, and the brands of the quick service meal offerings, definitely a big attraction.
So that would be like a Sphere's, a Debonair's, what else? Like selling pies. I know you can't mention some of the brands, but I'm hoping that some of the names I'm referencing might ring a bell closer to home for our consumer, for our listeners.
I must say the thing that stands out most is the relevance of pies. I mean, I'm a dietitian, so I would love to see that it's actually salads and smoothies, but it will take a bit of time to get there. But it shouts out the absolute need of a quick filling snack and a drink. But we know South Africans, and me included, love fried chicken. So definitely that is definitely playing a role. If you look at the fried chicken offerings that's available at various QSR brands, that's definitely a big attraction. Crispy chicken, you've got me there.
Crispy chicken, okay, so we've got you there. Maybe with some wings, huh? I'm happy with a pepper steak pie. Oh, and a cool drink. Then I'm a happy girl. Andrea, this has been such a refreshing conversation and really gives us a different experience. Just to next time we drive past a filling station, whether on a busy highway or in our local neighborhoods, I think we're going to look at these filling stations and forecourts a lot differently now to understand the business side of things and how we as consumers influence their profits, how long we spend there, how much we're spending, and of course some of the brands that keep us coming back for more. Such a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Andrea Slabber is Insights Lead at Trade Intelligence.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.